Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and glad to have you listening in tonight, Tuesday night. Our training call is going to be mining for diamonds, and it is a perfectly timed call as our next diamond club is starting on Friday night. So I know we've got nearly 100 people who are planning to be there, and I'm one of them. I'm excited. We've got lots of people coming in from all over the United States and Canada. And it's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have great food, great times, lots of training, a couple of really special events, some great records. And so for those of you who already hit the diamond rank that are going to be joining us in Long Beach this weekend, really looking forward to seeing you, and I know it's going to be a fantastic time. For those of you who have not yet achieved the diamond rank, this call is really for you. We're going to be talking about mining for diamonds. So even if you've achieved the diamond rank or above diamond rank, you know, it's always important to be looking for diamonds, the people who have the right attitude, the right energy, the right strategies and mentality to be a diamond. So we're going to talk through some of that as well tonight. So whether you're thinking about it for yourself or whether you're thinking about it for somebody else, either way, hopefully you got some good things to learn this evening. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about our fall road trip, which has been all over the place. It's really been amazing. I mean, I've been personally to Tampa and to Orlando and to Fort Lauderdale. I went down to Utah and Arizona. I know we had a meeting in New York. There was meetings in California. There were meetings out in Hawaii. There were meetings over in Germany and Toronto and in Detroit. I know there were some big meetings in Iowa this weekend, and there were meetings in Texas this weekend. And so, you know, it's just really fun to see people get into the action all over the U.S. and Canada, and good things are happening everywhere, and it takes people coming together, being motivated, being excited about the mission and the movement, what we're doing, and also from a business perspective. You know, the people on the line here tonight, you're obviously on the line to try to advance your Purium business and to earn additional income, and that's a big part of what we do. We're in the distribution business. And we have a unique program that's perfectly timed. So, you know, that's the thing that's exciting for me to be out and about and talking with so many people is, you know, I hear the transformation story. That moves me and motivates me. I've been on the support calls here the last couple of nights to hear the stories. It moves and motivates me. But to hear the business side as well, to see people who are, you know, advancing their lives, finding financial freedom, living life in a different way as an entrepreneur, that excites me just as much. And so whatever your motivation, whether it's, you know, from a product standpoint and a health standpoint, whether it's from a business standpoint, whether it's helping others or helping yourself, no matter what your goals are, you know, plugging into the events that we have are a big part of moving people and moving your business. And so, you know, it's almost as though I'm jumping into the training right now, because I know that lots of you on the line, I can hear the familiar names and hear the familiar voices, and those of you who are out and about that are at these events or finding ways to invite guests or downline members at these events is a really great idea. So, you know, this week, you know, tomorrow we've got Brandi Shinoto, Royal Crown. She's going to be doing a bootstrap boot camp and a breakthrough boot camp. And it's going to be a roll-up-your-sleeves, first-hand, first-person training that's going to be fantastic. She's doing one on Wednesday, one on Friday, both at our facility in Long Beach. And we're doing a manufacturing tour on Thursday in Long Beach. We've got our Diamond Club coming up. And then we've got another round of events, including some Crown University events in Orlando and in Carson, California. And we've got another Healthy Happy Hour coming up in New York and one down in Orlando. And just all over the place. So make sure you're looking at the event schedule and seeing what's going on. And for those of you who may not live very close to one of those events, we have these conference calls. We have Tuesday nights are our training calls. Wednesday night we have Dave and the Doctor. So David Sandoval is going to be talking about Super Xanthan, one of the most interesting products we have in our product line. So many different uses and so many different benefits and purposes. I don't know if Dave's on the line tonight. I talked to him just before the call. David Sandoval, are you on the line?
I am.
All right, cool. Why don't you give a quick sneak preview of the Super Xanthan call for tomorrow, because I know that, you know, products are a big part of everybody's life here.
Well, first of all, you know, I just checked, and there's a couple hundred people on the call tonight that are interested in building a business, and that's important. And the business you're going to build on is just like anything you build. It has to have a strong foundation. And the foundation you're building on are the results that come from the quality of products that we give you at the best prices. And that's never more evident than in the product. This is our third generation, and it is now in a variant capsule, no longer a liquid medium with preservatives. It is now a totally powder medium with zero preservatives. It is now in 2 milligrams per dose, which is easy to multiply by 2, 4, or 6 for the different recommended dosages that you read about in different scientific literature. And most importantly, once again, it is a higher quality with more scientific backing that is highly effective. And the things that it works on, the new things they're talking about, like eliminating wrinkles, like repairing joints and ligaments, like burning fat. That's right. Astaxanthin has been proven to be one of the biggest fat burners. Maybe a little secret for the people who have been taking it during their transformation is that people using astaxanthin have 3% less body fat than people who don't. And so really amazing, amazing, powerful antioxidant, the single most powerful antioxidant that comes from a plant on the planet. So appreciate the chance to give you a sneak preview. But remember, to build a business, and this is what we are unabashedly about, free enterprise, building a business that changes people's lives. So I have one last thought for you. If people didn't see it on Facebook today, I said, some type of dreams happen while you're asleep, while you're sleeping. And daydreams happen while you're awake. But the best type of dream ever comes from work. And that's the type of dream that you make. And that's the American dream, ladies and gentlemen. The American dream is available to anybody who's willing to work for it. And we're giving you that. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the American dream. It's all right here. But it doesn't have to stay in America. We're going global with that promise. So thank you, David. And thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your busy lives to be with us tonight.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. We got a packed, packed week, and I'm excited to be in Long Beach first thing in the morning. And so, good. So tomorrow night, definitely want to learn more about the superxanthin and all the different benefits. I didn't know about that 3% body fat, so I better order another bottle of superxanthin for myself. So, good stuff.
Remember, again, we're going to have an expert who's going to talk clinically about it, and I'll ask all the right questions. So join us, and thanks again, David.
Perfect. Well, good, good, good. Well, tonight's call is a business call about mining for diamonds. And I think the diamond position is a really, really important position in our compensation plan. It's not a coincidence that the first series of ranks that we have go A, B, C, D, E. Associate, builder, consultant, director, executive. So you go from A to B and B to C and C to D and D to E, step, 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 and then you jump to diamond. And we have all the diamond ranks, diamond and green and blue and black and red. We've got all the diamond ranks and then beyond that crown. And so the diamond, that first diamond position, is really a shift. And that shift is from part-time to more serious part-time income. It's a shift from recruiting and creating a lot of activity yourself to really building a team and leading a team. And so when we talk about mining for diamonds, whether it's yourself or whether it's looking in your downline or whether it's talking to prospects and immediately trying to evaluate whether someone has those diamond qualities, I think that the diamond rank is a really essential rank. And as you start to get more successful in the business, it's an easy way to look at 8 or 10 or 12 or 15. And the more diamonds you have on the team, it's almost like building blocks to your dream home, your dream foundation, like Dave was talking about, hard work. And the diamonds are the people, thousands of dollars a month, and have dozens of people on their team. They're locked in, they're excited, and their business is probably going to go nowhere but up. And that's what we see is if you can get to that diamond rank, that, boy, you can see, it's almost like getting up on a hill and you can see the next big mountain. And once you get a glimpse of what that looks like, once you get a taste of the excitement of having a business and having residual income and seeing people that join your team that you're not personally involved with, and that's a big key to having a diamond business, is that there's no question by the time you get to the diamond rank, there are people joining your team that you didn't touch, that you didn't say anything to, and you really start to get a taste of true duplication and having a system. So what does it take to get the diamond, or who are we looking for, or how do we find diamonds in our prospects, in our teams, or in ourselves? Well, I think the first thing is you're looking for somebody who's worthy of duplication. You know, and it's kind of a general term, but you know, there's a handful of things that help you to identify whether somebody's worthy of duplication. And I think one of the big things is integrity. You know, are they somebody who's going to do what they say they're going to do, no matter what that is? Are they consistent? And do they treat their business like a business and are consistent with what they're trying to accomplish? Are they open as a student to following a system? So are they open-minded and willing to learn? And are they committed and passionate about what they're doing and that they're locked in for a long period of time, preferably at least a year? So if you found somebody who's a high-integrity person, who's serious and consistent, open-minded to follow a system, and committed to being there a year from now, that's somebody who's going to succeed. And I haven't even talked about personality. I haven't talked about, you know, their communication skills or their leadership skills or how charismatic they are or what they look like. It's that piece of being serious about the business, about somebody who's going to be persistent and consistent. It's that kind of grinder's mentality, because there's no question that especially for somebody who's not been involved in network marketing, maybe not been an entrepreneur, never built a team of people, which is most people in the world, that you're going to run into some speed bumps. You're going to run into some confusing situations. You're going to run into things that may not be perfect. And it's that personality type and that type of person who's committed to finding their way and that has their eye on the prize and they're willing to do the work, as Dave said, to be successful. That to me is kind of all umbrellaed under the number one issue, which is to be worthy of duplication and to be committed to their business. Now, you know, some people are naturally that way. And other people find themselves that way, and the easiest way to find somebody to that point is to help them to understand why they're in business. And for those of you who heard me do trainings, one of my favorite things to say is this is a business that's easy to do, and this is a business that's easy not to do. And so if somebody's naturally got that consistent, persistent, focused mentality, that's great. But for those who don't, if you tap them into their why they're doing the business, if you help them to understand what they're trying to accomplish, how their lives would change with an extra few thousand dollars a month, how their lives would change with the, you know, sense of accomplishment of working with people and helping lots of people transform their lives, getting clear and specific on their why and why they're in their business, that's going to help to motivate them to be consistent and persistent in their business. So it may not be glamorous, but over and over and over again, I find people who are consistent and persistent that hit the diamond rank. Over and over again, I find people who are clear on what they want to accomplish that hit the diamond rank. So I'm just giving you a sneak preview of my team and looking at successful entrepreneurs that I work with. That to me is one of the most important. Certainly from a personality standpoint, that the law of attraction is a big part of making it easier for somebody to succeed. And that personality, those values, that attitude is to be open-minded, to have some fun, to be passionate, to be, you know,
to want other people to succeed, to have that supportive mentality, to be
doing this for a purpose, and that purpose is coming through in the form of passion and joy and excitement. So people express that in different ways, but ultimately that positive energy is contagious. So some people have it more naturally than others, but that's something that you're looking for, is somebody with a contagious, passionate, energetic, open-minded, fun, entrepreneurial personality. And again, that can be taught, that can be learned, that can be grown from the excitement of why they're in business. And so I think that's another part, as you're looking at your team, if you're looking at your prospects, or if you're looking at yourself, is to go back and say, hey, am I passionate about this? Am I having fun with this? Do I know why I'm doing this and what I'm trying to accomplish? And that it's almost the music as much or more than the words that help people to follow through and to be attracted to that type of person. Now, another thing that's really important is urgency. So you can be a grinder, and you can be focused, and you can be consistent, and you can certainly have that charismatic, passionate personality, but there's also another piece of it, which is urgency. And that what I find and what I see is that this is a business that's easier to do going fast than it is to do going slow. And so when you start to put the pieces of the puzzle together of consistent and focused and energetic and passionate and urgent, now you're starting to come at that success from all different angles. So when you start to come at success from different angles, then it gets easier to find ways to build upon things. So that speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. This is a business of doing, especially in the beginning. And so having big goals, focused goals, serious goals, and thinking big, and being willing to do 4 healthy happy hours on a consistent basis, being willing to invite people to events and have guests on conference calls, and promote on Facebook in a big way. I mean, it's just as easy to share in a big way as it is a small way. And so, work on those activities, that are big and get you to that point, faster rather than slower. So,
that's something that I find all the time, is that it's surprising that once people start to put the pieces of the puzzle together, they can get to diamond somewhat quickly, and it's easier to get to diamond quickly than it is to get there slowly. Another big piece that I see is to celebrate the success of other people, to support other people, to care for other people, to really help other people, and whether that's through your own Facebook group or your upline members' Facebook group, whether it's through support calls, whether it's through following up and making sure. I've been seeing and coaching and talking to people who are on, when you find somebody on day 5, 6, 7, to me is the magic day, 8, 9, 10 of the transformation, but especially day 7, they're feeling fantastic. They're so clear. They're so excited. They're so energetic. And at that moment, if your support and your follow-up and your recognition of their achievement thus far can easily be converted into a bigger commitment, into the healthy lifestyle that leaned into, share, easily be transitioned this to their why and the angle of being, passionate and fun and energetic,
being urgent, and then also being supportive. The more pieces of that puzzle that you put together, the more that you start to shape a diamond, because that's what a diamond is. A diamond is a piece of coal that through heat and pressure and focus becomes this beautiful, strong rock, and so that's what it is. So if you're only coming at something from one side and you only have one sense of the way to be successful, then oftentimes you might push in one side of the diamond, if you will, but not all the sides of the diamond. So the more sides of that diamond that you're forming and shaping, the better off you're going to be as far as mining for diamonds or helping others to do so. And the last piece is sharpening the saw, is personal development, is improving your knowledge about our products.
being on those Wednesday night calls, improving your knowledge of the business, being on these Tuesday night calls, being at the Breakthrough Bootcamp, being at the Crown University, improving your skills, reading books about network marketing, focusing on time management or business, reading the newspaper or, you know, watching, you know, looking at the internet to learn more about GMOs and health issues and business issues. And so the more knowledgeable you are, the more you're working on yourself, the easier it is for you to naturally share on Facebook words of wisdom and ideas that move people to want to connect with you. So it's such a fun process to become a diamond, because there's the nuts and bolts of the business, there's the nuts and bolts of the transformation, there's the nuts and bolts of handing out gift cards, but there's the people side of it, that, and that's what this Mining for Diamond call is about, is to be worthy of duplication, to be consistent, to be focused, to also be passionate and energetic and optimistic and attractive to other people, so that people want to be on your team, want to work with you, want to be led by you, to be urgent so that you are doing and you've got a goal and you're plugged in and you're, you know, speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, and then also to be supportive, to be that person who cares about others' success, and to make sure that you're helping each person who joins your business and giving them every opportunity for them to achieve what they can achieve at their highest and best. And the more that you find great people, and people willing to work at all of these levels, and the more that you're willing to work on yourself and get yourself to a higher level, then when you plug all of that energy into the system that we have, then it's easy to get to diamond. So to get to diamond is all about people and systems, people and systems, people and systems, people and systems. And we've got the systems with our transformation and with our healthy lifestyle products. We've got the system with our gift card marketing system, and lots of other tools like our video to help you to succeed. And it's just a matter of finding the people and also mining for them and molding them into the diamonds that they can be. So hopefully you got some good information here tonight for yourself, some things to think about, some things to work on, and hopefully some things to celebrate, some things to say, hey, you know what, I'm awesome at being consistent, or I'm awesome at being energetic and passionate, or I'm awesome at knowing my why, and I'm really clear as to why I'm doing this business, or I'm fantastic at being that urgent person that's constantly looking for ways to create a campaign, or I'm a really good supporter and people love to work with me, and they know that if they join my team, I'm going to take care of them and make sure that they, that all the roadblocks are taken out of their way, or I'm fantastic at developing myself personally, and I'm working all the time at being a better entrepreneur and a better person in general. So, you know, celebrate your successes for sure, no matter what rank you're at, but know that to be a diamond, the more pieces of the puzzle, the more facets of that diamond that you can perfect, the shinier that diamond's going to be, and maybe it's not a diamond. You know, maybe it's a blue diamond, maybe it's a red diamond, or maybe even it's a crown. And so that's what we're hoping for you, those of you, again, that are taking you to the next level. We're going to show you what it's like to get from diamond to crown. So not only are we going to kind of mine for other diamonds and plug them into a system, but importantly, we're going to teach you how to lead and communicate and motivate people. And that's the next level. So you don't get those trainings on the Tuesday night call. You only get those trainings at Diamond Club. So for those of you who are going to be there, look forward to seeing you. For those that aren't, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll have a Diamond Club in the spring. And, you know, one of the important pillars is product education. So join David Sandoval tomorrow night. And if you're in Long Beach, join Brandi Schnotto for her Breakthrough boot camp tomorrow as well. So lots of good stuff going on. Hope you got some good information tonight. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for all that you are doing. This business continues to grow because of your efforts and your commitment. So let's get some more people to Diamond this month. Thanks, everybody.